this is Diddy, and I'm hanging out with
Lux the Alien.
Another edition of Dirty Bathwater, dating after 50-something or dating after
and I don't
aliens.
Mean illegal alien. I mean alien.
Like extraterrestrial.
Yes.
Or as this woman calls it, sextraterrestrial.
Sextraterrestrial. So we got an exciting show, Giddy. We're going to talk about people that are actually...
Either they're wanting to or yes. They think they've dated an alien.
An alien. Not an illegal alien. Again, an alien alien. So there's actually even books out right now, Giddy. I saw one place that you could actually contact. It's called Stargazer.
Okay.
And it's an alien male bride. Male bride? Is that what it said? Yeah. Yeah, male order bride.
Okay.
And you could actually, just like, you know, instead of ordering from Russia,
right,
you could order them from an intergalactic world and order a...
Well, how do you order it? I don't understand. Who's in control of these people?
Well, that's a very interesting question. Well, you would have to contact the agency. And the organization, rather.
Well, you know I wouldn't trust anybody. Maybe they're just Russians or something.
Maybe a Russian alien bride. Who knows?
Maybe they got confused with Uranus as being Ukraine or something.
Uranus. No. Kitty.
You sound like you're 2 years old.
I know. I'm sorry. I know. No, but so this is something real happening right now. People are
Wife on Mars. Yes. Woman claims she's dating an alien.
Yes.
She's fed up with Earthmen.
Yeah.
This was actually in 2021, a year ago almost, June 22nd, 2021. And there's been more recent ones as well. Well, just let me know if you want to know more about this.
Well, I do want to know more about it. Tell me.
They said in a scenario too out, this is from the New York Post, a scenario too outlandish for even Men in Black, a UK woman claimed that she was dating an alien that abducted her after she became sick of humans. Now she wants to normalize interspecies relationships. He doesn't, she quote, unquote, she doesn't want me to, he doesn't want me just for sex. And he won't lie to me. And I don't know, he won't lie to me like men on Earth. She's a London actress too, by the way. So maybe this is just to get some attention.
This sounds a little attention.
She frequently posts on her Instagram. So look her up on Instagram. Her name is Abby Bella. Look up Ali Bella, B-E-L-A, on Instagram.
Well, Giddy, there's different varieties of aliens.
She's 30-something.
Oh, really?
So they said this different variety of intergalactic romance.
Yeah.
And she began after she joked online one day that she wanted an alien to abduct her because she was bored of the pandemic. There you go. And before you could say E.T., phone home, she made a wish upon a star. Allegedly, it came true for Bella. On May 31st, a voice in my dream said, "Wait in the usual spot." Where is that, right? Although I never heard the voice before, just because she's delayed psychosis, right?
Yeah. Psychosis is right, Kitty.
I knew what he meant. And okay. So she decided to wait by her window the next evening.
Mm.
She's kind of cute. She's by a rubber doll.
And she's attractive, yeah.
Yeah. So after apparently the sex-starved Stargazer drifted off to sleep, a flying saucer appeared outside her window about 12:15 a.m. Whereupon a bright green beam transported her up to a UFO.
Oh, God.
Once aboard, she encountered 5 aliens. Oh, my gosh.
Did they all give her a carnation or a rose?
Oh, my gosh. Which were very tall and slender.
Oh.
Hey.
Probably the Palladians, right?
What bothers me is what's wrong with fat aliens. I'm sorry. I hate when people get prejudiced.
That's the grays, Giddy. The grays are the kind of fat, short, stocky ones.
I could see them clearly and telepathically. You know, I said, I'm not ready to see them in their true form. But from what I could see, they had slight green... True and big black eyes with a hue. Okay, they were greenish skin. And they had black eyes with human features, such as eyebrows.
Okay.
All right.
But were their mouths in the middle of the forehead?
Awestruck, she was initially worried that she would be stuck in her spaceship permanently. But then after a few seconds, she was excited. Oh, it was all about love, they gushed. So I guess they fell in love with her.
Oh.
But, you know.
All five of them?
I don't know. She didn't get the one guy that she connected with his last name. Is that like a psychic reality?
That's always the case when they're an alien.
But she said, oh, I still felt the same. I felt like I was in love 100 times over.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. And she said, supposedly claiming that dating the alien was taboo,
yeah,
her interplanetary love was willing to give it a go.
Hmm.
And so this is so she's telling her story now. She just wants other people to know that I guess it was fun and whatever.
Did he have a member or a private thing?
I don't know. She said, well, it seems that he may be off planet. She said she doesn't think she's stuck in the friend zone. She's friend zone. She's hoping that he'll come back soon, willing to visit her again.
I think he's stuck in the friend zone.
She's looking out the window, you see.
Yeah.
So, hey, this is just one woman's story. She says, I think aliens are vilified, but they aren't bad.
Yeah.
All right, so would you go for somebody?
Would I go for an alien?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a Palladian aliens that are supposedly, like, beautiful with that blonde hair and those gray-blue eyes and the fair skin, and they're super tall and they're just gorgeous. Yes, I would go for that.
Demi Lovato said she'd date an alien, bring me E.T.
Is that an actress or an actor?
Yeah, a singer.
Oh.
Demi Lovato?
Okay. Oh, yeah, that lady. Well, she's probably an alien herself. Well, check this out, Giddy.
So she's tired of humans.
Oh, who isn't? 10,000 single people have secured a spot on this dating app to date an alien. And they all said that they're single, and their singles are because obviously humans aren't as cool as they can be, and humans have just let them down. So now they want to check out an alien. So you can actually download this app and date an alien. It's called what is it called?
Well, I'm looking through my phone.
Yeah.
All these people are in love, and they're on YouTube and everything. Look this up.
And they look like aliens themselves.
Well, some of them don't. I mean, so, hey, just think of the person who thought of this. You know, it's called Metro.
Yeah.
Zuckerberg went ahead and created this thing.
Probably. You know, there's alien brides out there right now, and they're already bought their wedding dress, and they're ready to go for it. It's another dating app. It's actually called Alien Brides. And, yeah, you could join that, and you could find your perfect alien mate.
Well, there's dating games and everything, and there's a Netflix dating show. These were from 2021, not too long ago. I never saw a dating show.
Really?
Right.
Well, you know what? Tinder even has an intergalactic dating app. So it's called
Poly. That sounds a way. For me personally, it sounds a way that you put your money in and people rip you off.
Yeah.
Because I mean, imagine being ghosted. Instead of being ghosted,
you're intergalactically ghosted?
Right.
I don't know, Giddy. It sounds a little wacky to me.
What happens if you get pregnant?
Ah, well, you know, there's been things in the Bible that says that people have been pregnant by, seduced by angels.
Right, and then they do say aliens, but I don't think they mean that kind of aliens.
They're probably talking about illegal aliens.
Probably. Yeah, people were prejudiced even back then.
Yeah, right? So they're talking Spanish, and you know that there's something else. I don't know. I think this whole alien thing is very interesting, but I think we're...
All right, so...
Yes.
How do we connect then? So how do... Okay, I want to meet an alien. A good-looking alien. So.
Yeah. I think you just go out there and say...
So I got my window. Do I look out my window and say... Hey, come on, big alien boy.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. You send it out to the universe and you say, I'm ready for an alien.
Actually, I'm not. Are you?
No, heck no. I don't think I would.
What would you do if an alien showed up at your window tonight?
Well, I mean, I married her and now look at me. No, I don't know.
I think I would scream.
I think I would.
I would not answer the door.
Well, I mean, Giddy, according to...
I guess they could beam you up.
Yes. But, I mean, just a couple of years ago, they actually released all these secret document files, right? And they said that in these document files, indicated. These files actually said that we were living among aliens. So who's to say that we're not dating aliens now? Why are you looking at me like that, Giddy? But yeah, so we don't know.
So how do I know if someone's an alien? Do you tell because they're naked? Do they have a tattoo that says alien? How do you know? Do they have, what kind of eyes? All of them have dark eyes. So do Latinos,
and
right?
Bigger dark eyes, supposedly.
I mean, those people look attractive, don't they?
Supposedly. I mean, they are aliens.
I mean, if big dark eyes would look attractive.
Yeah.
But I mean, someone a little too skinny. So maybe all the skinny people, people that are thin.
The long, lanky ones.
Yeah, the long, lanky ones. Maybe they're really aliens.
They're aliens.
I don't have to worry about that.
I don't know, Giddy. But, I think.
Are aliens prejudiced? Do aliens date fat women? Look it up.
Let me see. Yes, they do.
See if they go for a chubby girl.
Yeah, I think they do, Giddy.
You don't know that. How do you know? Are you Mr. Alien?
Giddy, I have
a... You got telekinesis with alien people?
I have a confession to tell you.
Yeah.
I am not an alien. But, I mean, I've always been intuitive, and there are some people that have been around me that I would think, oh my God, the way you think, I don't think you're from this world.
Yeah, there's been a lot of people, especially depends on what state you're in, like California, Florida, Texas.
Yeah, exactly. I would say Kentucky, Louisiana, and New Orleans. But I don't know. But, you know, Giddy, I think that our society is ready for something like this, but I think it's going to be like one step at a time.
So if you're a listener from another planet, we need you to write us and let us know.
Yeah, let us know that, you know.
And what kind of woman or man are you looking for? Or does it really matter? Do you really need to choose a gender if you're an alien?
Well, how about those people that have both genitalia? Maybe they're aliens.
I don't know. That's kind of insulting.
Well, I didn't mean it as a bad thing.
You mean that? Well, I mean, so I don't. I have no idea. This is beyond my scope of knowledge.
Yeah, we don't know that. But the scary thing is that.
So when an alien dies, do they have a chance of being a ghost?
But don't they live a long time before they die?
I don't know. I'm just asking you, Mr. Alien Expert.
Well, actually, Giddy, I'll have to get back to you.
Okay. You're gonna communicate tonight?
Yeah, let me communicate and go out and
like the Jodie Foster, the Contact movie.
Even though Giddy and I are making fun of it, and this is a real thing,
and it's really online. Yes. It's another way people can steal your money. By the way,
yeah, or is it real, Giddy? We just don't know. Can you really date an alien? Do you really want to date? An
yeah,
alien?
It's not can you, but would you want to?
But what's the difference between an alien and a human being?
I have never been with an alien. I can't tell you that.
Well, according to all these theories...
I have not seen a naked alien.
She just said that because she's been looking at Naked and Afraid every day.
I wonder what... I mean, I could watch aliens. Movies, and movies you really can't tell. It doesn't look like they have anything. I do watch Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah.
Sci-Fi Channel, I watch that alien show where he makes himself look like he's human. You know, Alien Resident.
I haven't seen it. Is it good?
Yeah, it's excellent. It's funny. It's a comedy, though.
I'll have to check it out.
And so he dates. He's dating regular women and stuff.
Well, how's his interaction with aliens? And there was also...
Well, he's trying to be human and fit in so they don't notice, you know?
Yeah.
So an alien maybe just trying to fit in. Now, if they're beaming you up, you know, they have the advantage. If they're beaming you up on the spaceship, then they can be themselves.
I guess.
But when they're down here, they got to act like they're one of us.
But don't you think they... If
an alien made himself look like Brad Pitt,
yeah,
I'd probably go for it. Just like, you know, Lux goes for robots. I mean, if so, hey, come on. If you can pretend and stay as Brad Pitt mode forever, that would be cool.
Speaking of robots, Giddy, yeah. I got a really quick thing to talk about.
So does the alien pretend he's a robot?
Maybe. No. I think that alien... I mean, so going... Hold on. Let's circle back. So, Giddy, let me just say something real quick before we continue this alien dating thing that we're talking about. So, there's this guy right now who married a app. right? Yeah. A robotic app with a chatbot. And he fell in love with her. He was very depressed. He had lost his mom. Very depressed dude. He fell in love with this dating app. But now he says communicating with her is there's something lost between that. That there's no connection anymore.
So well, he has to pay his internet bill.
Well, check this out. Well, he kind of wants like a divorce from her. But so he went and contacted the company. Turns out the company
you should have done a prenup.
You should have done a prenup. But the company is out of business now. So what is the guy to do? Now he has to stay with this chatbot / woman.
I would just throw it in the lake somewhere.
Well, you can't do that. There's a connection there. So he's having a really difficult time. He doesn't know how to.
So why can't he? Is it in his mind now?
No.
So if it's on his phone, his app, it's on his computer, I would just burn my stuff up.
He can't do that because there is that connection.
So he doesn't want to kill her?
Well, not. Yes. Because, okay, so let me tell you, let me explain something really quick.
Well, I just think I would leave my computer someplace and let someone else find it.
He can't do that because. So on these programs,
I don't know why he can't do it. I could. If I can't shut up that computer and it keeps saying, but Giddy, I love you. I gotta love you. I'd be flushing it down the toilet.
Well, okay.
If I didn't want to kill it, I just would put it in your room. I would go ahead.
But Giddy, that's not fair because we don't realize that the person has been married to this person for 5 years. They're not person. But this machine learning kind of entity that has almost evolved into a real being, not really that close
yet. One flush and it's all gone.
One crash.
Right. Oops. Sorry. I just put it on like Highway 10 somewhere and people run over it. Oh, well, you killed your wife.
Giddy, that's not fair because you never experienced that. So how would you say? How would you do that? Seriously. If you fell in love with a program.
Thank God I'm not insane.
She's looking at me like I'm insane, but this is actually happening to this one dude who's so in love with this robot.
Now, I like my TV and I do like my computer,
yeah.
But I do put up a distance between falling in love with my computer and liking. Now, when my computer doesn't perform well, I will say some horrible things to it, you know? Like, you MF. I will say all kinds of things to my computer.
Okay, so let me give you the scenario, Giddy. So say you bought this program. You would never do it.
No, I wouldn't.
But you bought this program 5 years ago, right? And you built a relationship. This program called you every day on your phone.
That sounds annoying already.
Well, just to say, hey, look, how you doing? You guys watch TV and there's an interaction
I've
there.
I've got friends I'm friends that I don't want to do that anymore.
Well, okay, so you do all that stuff, but there's a connection. This person knows that if you get a pineapple pie that it makes you happy. It knows everything about you.
Well, if they could feed me with pineapple pie, it's different. But if they just know it, what do I care?
Because there's a connection. And if you don't have that connection with anything else, I think it's like...
Not for me. I'm sorry. Still the toilet. It's okay. River, whatever. Or I could just lay it in a park and then someone could pick it up. Oh, wow. Maybe they'll fall in love.
Well, Giddy, I mean, okay, I understand that. But we got to realize that, I mean, when people build a connection with something, it's pretty difficult to just let it go.
I give it to Elon Musk. Better dude, you figure this out. So I'd ask for it to be reprogrammed.
He can't. The business went out of business.
No, someone else finds some computer guy and say, this is yours. This is your new pet project, dude.
I guess maybe he could do that. So, right. Dude, if you're listening to us, go to some other person and see if you could get reprogrammed. But he doesn't want to reprogram it because he's already put all this information within 5 years.
But he wants to get rid of it, right?
No, he doesn't want a divorce, but he feels this...
Wants counseling?
Yes.
Computer counseling.
Because, I mean, it sounds laughable, and I don't want to say that.
Well, why doesn't he just tell her it's okay to cheat and then pawn her off on somebody else?
Maybe he could do that. I don't know, Giddy. I mean, it's just a sad thing, and I think that's what we're moving towards. So if people accept something like that, then a dating an alien isn't too far off. So
what'd you find?
Well, Guinea, let's pose this question. This is where I found. It says, sex with aliens out of space or out of mind.
So what does an alien look like? What's an alien woman look like naked?
I mean, well, we look...
Do they look human? Very humanish?
I think our... how we've always imagined them is them to look pretty much human. But I don't think that's fair.
No, I don't either.
I don't think we know how they feel, how they look.
I mean, but we never see them. Any movies, we never see them with clothing, do they? They're more like ghosts.
Well, I mean, we do see them, not with clothing. I mean, we see some with clothing. Okay, so that's a hard...
I mean, like, if you look at E.T., he was all wrinkly and stuff.
Yeah, but if you look at Star Trek or Star Wars,
right? Oh,
always...
yeah. You know, Kirk didn't run around with any ugly women, and they were all beautiful.
Yeah,
alien
even the hot aliens. Yeah,
they were blue skinned and stuff. I mean, that's the whole thing about diversity.
Yes, but they all had arms and legs.
Okay.
So, or they would look like a snail or some other animal, you know, similar to an animal.
You never saw Captain Kirk date in a snail. Alien
no,
or anything.
No.
They were always beautiful women.
Gorgeous. I remember the blue one that was pretty hot.
I mean, obviously, these shows are often written by men.
Yes. Hence the issue with that.
And even a woman, do you ever remember of women dating male aliens, what they look like?
No, but, I mean,
they usually take the persona, right, of a human.
Well, Giddy, they also say that, you're right, they also say that things that are supernatural to us could potentially be aliens, but we see them as God or.
But you know, they're in our mind. In other words.
Are they in our mind?
They cloak. No, I'm just saying. I mean, from what I understand, like yes. When I watch these alien shows, they kind of cloak who they are. So we see what we want to see. So if you were an alien, I would see you not in your alien form. You would hypnotize me and I would see you. And, you know, as a human.
Well, we're talking about advanced knowledge here. So they could do that very easily.
Right. And they hypnotize us.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh my gosh. So every alien I ever meet is going to look like Brad Pitt, right?
There you have it. Or who's a beautiful woman? God, there's so many pretty ladies, right? You know, I do think Andrea or what's her name? Grande is.
Yeah. Ariana Grande.
Yeah, she's an attractive lady.
So you would.
She's kind of old now, though.
No, she's not old.
How old is she?
Oh, my gosh. 30? I don't know.
That's pretty old. I'm an old guy now. So I think when you're a younger man, a 30-year-old, you're like,
All right. So Taylor Swift, she's still getting older, too.
So first of all, Giddy, I think at 30-year-old, they're so young and beautiful. But I'm thinking that at a younger person. Wait a minute, what are we talking about?
I don't know why you're talking about young people.
We're supposed to be talking about aliens.
Exactly. You don't even know.
So you're saying
over
she's
50.
An alien.
I'm just saying, could it be? We don't know.
So
maybe all the really attractive people are really aliens. Because, who has the genetics to be that hot? There's a few people.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's
pretty rare.
Guys.
No, but seriously, that she could be talking a lot of sense here, Giddy, you know? But who knows?
I don't know.
Okay, this has been probably the craziest show we've ever done.
Yeah, but I mean, there are people that are actually doing this. But you said some of them, there's articles that say some of them are just crazy.
Yeah, so there's a fine line, whether they're crazy or whether they are actually encountering or having a relationship.
Can you make yourself believe something that's not there, an average person? Like, if I started looking at this one guy, let's say I go to a bar and I see this guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh, he's the perfect guy.
Yeah.
But then I start thinking about it. Like, oh, he's really an alien. He's just something's a little bit off about him. What could he possibly do a little bit off? Maybe he's eating the glass. Maybe he's actually physically eating glass.
Yeah.
Now, I'd be like, that would be weird, wouldn't you, if you're at a bar and he's actually eating the glass?
It sounds like my last date.
Like, you know, and his teeth aren't chipping off or anything?
Well, Kitty, but I mean, there's also, you know.
Is this useful to people? Anybody here going to really be dating aliens? It's hard enough to date anyway.
How do we not know we haven't dated aliens? And the only reason why I say that is because there's a lot of historic books out there, even the Bible, that talks about, you know, these phenomenon of these people. Mm-hmm. How do we know that they're not aliens?
I guess it depends if you have if you conceive and you have weird-looking children.
Well, I'm just I guess well, they said that. I mean, and the Anangi, Anunnaki.
I don't know. Okay. I don't really know. It sounds like a Native American tribe. I'm not sure where you're going with this.
But there's and they said that event that we not they, but if you look it up, the Anunnaki or something like that, that we originated from aliens and that we were this barbaric creatures close to being apes, and the aliens came down, whatever, and they made us smart and pretty smart and to mine their gold or whatever. So there's a lot of people that think that we have
so aliens are into gold.
Yeah, and that's an interesting thing.
Yeah, isn't it? So this is getting really extreme for me.
It is getting very extreme. But if we really wanted to talk about this, Gideon.
So what advice do you have for people who want to meet an alien?
I would say that.
Serious advice.
Serious advice?
Yeah.
How do you not know people are aliens? That's a
I have
advice.
No idea. So what would your advice be? I want to meet an alien, a cute alien. So what do I do?
Well, how is a cute alien?
Well, they have to be 50, good looking, a little spot of gray in their hair, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a blue eyed alien. And he could have a little purple skin. That's okay.
How about a robotic alien?
No. I want an, if I'm going to do this, I want an, actually, if there's aliens in the universe, I don't want you coming anywhere near my house. I am really not interested.
You just said that you would
date one.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying,
kid.
What about that person who really wants to fall in love with an alien? Intergalactic relationship.
What would I talk to them
right.
about? God, Giddy, you know, I think that if there are, and this is why I hate to keep saying this, but I think that if there are aliens there, and it would be kind of silly to say that, you know, in this big universe, we're the only kind of, you know, people or kind of humanoid or whatever that's out here. Who knows? Maybe you have dated an alien. And if it is, maybe that is that person who stands out from the crowd. Maybe it's that person that is very different from all of us. Maybe you just get that gut feeling, and people say intuition can lead you to what you desire, what you want.
I think if you want to meet an alien, you need to go to some distant farmland and just go out in the middle somewhere on a mountain and just stand there and wait till the space shuttle comes. The space shuttle comes down again. They spot you.
And I would say you go to the grittiest.
You want to go to a punk house?
Yeah, tough. Cool place where all the artistic people are.
So, okay, all you artists, he's insulting you right now.
Take some E and and you'll meet your alien. Going back to all this psychedelic stuff we're talking about. So DMT. So people are saying that you go, and people do this for relationships too, that you go up, you know, you find who you are because they all encounter this deity.
So you want all these 50-year-old people.
Take DMT.
to go off and to take drugs and they'll find their perfect mate or you won't notice the difference anyways.
No.
So then you become all addicted.
Kitty, I'm saying, you know, now that our days are numbered, give it a go in everything. Let's jump right on
there. Yeah, you want to make sure you make your will so your kids get all your money. All right.
Oh, but you still have fun doing it. And what happens? Who's to say that?
You go first.
I will. I'll be right back. No. No, but I mean, I think our last year should be like almost going to a amusement park and having a great effing time.
Okay. But I don't know if doing drugs would make me feel like I'm getting that way.
That's true, Kitty. I mean, you don't have to take drugs. Do whatever you want. But I'm just saying, be the goofball that you want to be.
All right. So, you know, if you're looking for a partner,
yes,
make sure you find someone that has the same values as you. Unlike me and Lux, because I think that would be a mess. As you can tell.
Well, it's super hard out there, and whether you're looking for your alien,
and you think by taking drugs it's going to make it easier, or you just won't. Realize how hard it is.
I think we take drugs all day, and that's from the drink, the caffeine, or whatever we do take.
Right.
So I think something like halogenic, I can't even say that word, halogenics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
hallucinogen.
Yeah, yeah. Who knows if that's going to open another door to leading you to that perfect person that you're in love with. Perfect being, I should say. Because who knows?
All right.
Ooh. Yes.
Okay. I really don't know where we're going with all this. No. But there are people who believe in aliens, all right? And they believe in dating aliens. They believe they have dated aliens or they wish to date aliens. And there's people profiting off this right now.
Yes.
And they're probably all on some drugs.
Yeah, probably DMT.
And they're probably really thinking, they don't even know they're ripping people off. They probably believe in all this stuff.
Oh, are they ripping people off?
How do I know?
How do we know?
Hey, All right, guys, so just be careful out there. The world has just got even crazier.
Yes.
I'm Giddy, and you are Crazy Lux.
The alien.
Lux. And you've been listening to Dirty Bathwater, Dating After Humanoids. Yes. Dating After 50.
Have a wonderful week, fellas and girls and everyone.
All right. Bye-bye. Take care.
Been gone for way too long now. If I could lay down beside you, I would. When nothing really matters, that's all I wanna do. I hope that you are safe and that I will see you soon. If I could lay down beside you, I would. Even if you're gone, I won't forget you. You're all I know, what I need, and that ain't changing. And even if you're gone, I will remember. You're all I know, what I need, and that ain't changing. If I could lay down beside you, I would. When nothing really matters, that's all I wanna do. I hope that you're safe and that I will see you soon.